Okay, so I figured I would do something a little different. I've seen some people do this, and it's basically just hanging out with me while I do stuff. Not naughty stuff. I'm going to cook. I just came home from my parents' place, and I have barely no food. So I went shopping, and I'm gonna make a banana bread and a bolognese sauce. I don't know how you pronounce that, but whatever. So I'm just unpacking all the stuff that I got. Keys in place. Yeah. And I'm just playing some music in the background, and I hope it's not too loud. Yeah. Sorry, I'm making a lot of noise. I'm in the freezer, getting some bananas that I didn't manage to eat before I left. So I just froze them, and now I'm gonna use them for banana bread. And I just bought a bunch of pizza because they were on sale, because I am a student and I'm a lazy piece of shit. So how the fuck do I fit all these? I'll have to go and put these in the other freezer. To be like ASMR-ish, or just like, how many should I make? I think I'm gonna go with a lot of ground beef. They're supposed to be relaxing, or if it's just like meant to make you feel like you have company. Oh God, I'm making a lot of noise, I'm sorry. Just need to unpack, get a bunch of iced coffee as well, because they were also on sale, and I love my coffee. So, just some veggies. Oh God, I already had cheese. Okay. The eggs. I don't know if that's an egg that I already boiled or not. So I guess we will see. I kind of think it's boiled. Kind of looks like it. I don't know. We'll have to check. Okay. There we go. Should just take out these. So. I'm just gonna, sometimes I might talk and sometimes I might go quiet, because I'm focusing, and also I'm like sniffing my noise, my nose, because I was just outside, and I'm in Norway, so, you know, it's cold, not that cold, like this is a nice temperature for winter, or like, I don't know, winter / spring, I guess. It's like
1 Celsius degrees, which is, I don't know the Fahrenheit, but you probably, like,
Americans probably know what 0 Celsius is, so a little warmer than that. Okay. Put these away. And it's kind of messy here because I got home at 11 yesterday and I haven't, like, unpacked everything. So I'm just going to... for the banana bread. Usually kind of go with my own, but I just, like, check a recipe to check the measurement. I usually have, like, a little less sugar, and what was I saying? Yeah, I usually use, like, coarser flour, because so they're a little more filling. And now I'm talking about the banana bread. And a little less sugar, because the bananas that I use are already so ripe, and they're quite sweet. And then I just, like, usually add, like, cardamom, and I don't know what it's called in English, but, like, different spices. And nuts. Pecan nuts is good. Banana bread. Yeah, banana bread in Norwegian. Let me see. Egg and sugar. 2 eggs. Butter, 50 grams. Oh crap. I don't know how much, like, kitchen noises I'm going to make, so might have to scrap this, but at least I'm entertaining myself, so I guess it's cool. I was supposed to make a banana bread, like, just a couple of days before I left for my parents' place, and I had some old flour. And this is gross, I'm sorry if this like triggering for anyone. But I had some old flour and I was like, yeah, just pouring it in the mixture with the bananas and everything. And there were like fucking bugs in it. And that made me really upset. Because I wasted a ton of like ingredients. So that was not fun. And I'm gonna measure up. Oops, sorry. Measure the flour in this one. So it's already prepared. Oh god, there's so little space in here. Yeah, flour. How much? It's 2.5. I don't know how to say it in English and so on in the Norwegian recipe. I will murder someone if there's like bugs in this as well. But I'll like put it through a sieve so that I'm completely safe. Which I didn't do like, ooh, the first time, which was my big mistake. I hope the music isn't playing too loud. If you can hear, ooh, fuck. That was too much. Fyra. Så. Två. 1,5. Nej. En. Två. Två. A tiny bit more. Making a mess as per usual. Whoop. Okay, this looks okay. I don't know what to do with all this stuff. And there are kids outside. Put it in there. Now I just need to like close everything properly. The good thing about what happened is that it hadn't spread because I'm pretty like a clean freak. So it hadn't like gotten to all of my other stuff. Oh crap, I need to put these in the fridge. There we go. And I hope this milk is still okay. How much? 1 minute. Yeah, it looks fine. And the butter. Just take the last pan. And now I'm going to make, like, I don't know what it's called, when you whisk eggs and sugar. Okay, yeah, that was boiled. Cool. But it's old, so I have to store it. Two eggs.
Put the eggs in the fridge.
Have a really small fridge. Oh god, I should turn on the oven.
How many degrees?
180. Just supposed to go quiet. I'm sorry, this will probably make a lot of noise. And I procrastinate. I'm a super procrastinator. Sorry. I wonder what this sounds like in the audio. I should check that I'm actually still recording, because that would kind of suck. Okay, yeah, I am. 18 minutes, guys. Let's hope this is not trash. And that I'm, oops, talking loud enough. I'm just gonna make it a little thicker. The trick is to, like, do big whisks, big swoops, so you get a lot of air. Yeah. You get a lot of air into the mixture. I'm strong. And I, oops, can do this without spilling. Okay, this is starting to look good. I just need to answer someone else. Sugar, butter, milk, and then I need to like the banana. Mush the banana. Squish. I don't know. Okay. Banana. I bought Easter candy on sale because it's no longer Easter, and this is my favorite candy. And I promised myself that I would lose weight. Haha. Joke's on me. I don't know if this is like starting to. To melt. I froze one, like I peeled one before I froze it, and then another one I just froze it without peeling, and well, it's kind of gross, and I need to peel it. Crap. How the fuck do I do this? Someone dying outside. Oh. This is... Oh, it's so cold. Hold. There we go. Just peel this. That looks disgusting, but I know it's good. Okay. There we go. Need to cut off some stuff. This doesn't look like it belongs. Part of the peel. Which is quite bitter, so I'm sure that would not be good. Ooh, it's cold. Someone's walking outside. There we go. I'm just wash my hands. Banana everywhere. I think we can put it in the microwave for super fast. Just like half a minute, not even that. Stop. And I'm trying to enjoy it. Oops. It's kind of still quite frozen. So I guess I could try to heat it for a little. I'm just scared that I can't. God. Okay, I don't know if people like actually kind of find it annoying that I'm speaking so much, but I hope not. I mean, it's only supposed to be like background noise. So, ugh. Gotta remove that part. I'm just gonna let it sit a little bit. Should Baking soda. How much was that?
1 or 2 teaspoons. One.
I don't know what you call this in English. Like vanilla sugar? Is that right? That doesn't sound right. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. But whatever. Put it back up here. And whoosh. The bananas. Come on. Okay, I'm going to put it back in the freezer. No. I need the microwave. Yes, I can. Okay, there we go. There we go. Perfect. So. Just a gooey banana. Take that out of context, please. There we go. And this is supposed to go into the egg mix. Or egg and sugar. Yeah. Just mix that, and then just supposed to have the butter and milk. Mix that. This is called in English, like, I don't know, nailic? Is it called that? It's like those nails, but they're ground up, so those are really tasty. Smells good. And some cardamom. Love that. Let's see, something else, I don't think so. Ooh. Smells good. Do I have cinnamon? It's kind of disappointing. I actually don't have cinnamon. I think I threw it out in my like bug. Yeah, I'm gonna use a sieve and so there are no lumps. And then I'm going to chop up some pecans. Oops. And then I'm gonna put it in a thing, you know, the thing that goes in the oven. I don't know what that's called. it smells good. There I go. Just just gently mix it together. So this looks okay. Okay. There we go. Mix. Overmix it. I don't know why, but I'm always terrified of that. So there we go. This is so good. I'm gonna put some on top as well. More. You can never have enough of these. This is like my favorite snack as well. And I put them in like all my salads, and often I put them like in my, if I cook beans or something, like, what is it called? Like fry them in a pan. Okay. Yes.
So good.
And just gently mix it in. And where is the bread thingy? Do I even have that? I don't remember if I threw it out or not. Crap. I don't know why they build these shelves so tall. I'm like the average Norwegian height and I can't like see or reach anything, and it's kind of pissing me off. Okay, I'm gonna jump. Okay, I can't see anything. I'm gonna put it in maybe this one. It's round, but I think it's okay. Let me just double check them. I must have thrown it out or something. Huh. That's not good. Anyways, I'm gonna use some baking paper to make sure that the batter doesn't stick to the bottom, so you can just pop it out when it's done. Big enough, so I might have to like do two rounds. We'll see. Maybe I'll have to do two rounds. But yeah, I think I'm going to do two rounds. But I have no idea how long this will cook though. Crap. I'm gonna put it in and just pay attention. Okay. There we go. I'm gonna shake the sauce and cover the rest of the batter. Put it in the fridge. And oops, that's it for now. I hope this is okay. I think it's gone a little too long for me to record the bolognese making as well, but maybe I will make a separate recording for that. So I hope you enjoyed my rambling, and yeah, I'll see you some other time. Bye!